Penguin Random House Audio presents More Than Words. This is the author, Jill Santopolo. For My Father, 1949 to 2015. Prologue. He'd imagined the baby would be a boy, a son to take to ball games, to watch his favorite movies with, to teach to drive stick. A son who would slay the Jabberwock with him, who would pick up his own sword and fight the manxome foes alongside his old man, the way he had. A son who would continue his legacy, the family's legacy, an heir. Standing with his baby girl in his arms, her head resting in the crook of his elbow, he felt the need to say he was sorry, to apologize for imagining her a boy. Because from the moment she was born, the moment he first saw her, it was as if a seed had been planted in his heart. It quickly rooted there, and now, 3 days later, he felt it growing, filling him with pride and love and determination. "Nina," he whispered to the fragile baby in his arms, "I will raise you to be strong. I will raise you to be powerful. I will raise you to be fearless." His daughter stared at him, her eyes blue like his, her cheeks round and pink. "And I will protect you," he said, "until the day I die. That's my pledge to you." The baby reached her hand toward him, touching his chin with her fingers. The pact was sealed. The deal was made. And Joseph Gregory would spend the rest of his life trying to keep that promise. 1. Sometimes Nina Gregory got lost in the Alaska.